My name's Rose.
Hi. My name's Rose with Herrera Carriers, and I was calling. I had submitted an application a while ago, and I wasn't able to get a hold of Jeremiah, so I was just kind of wondering what was going on. I mean, I talked to someone, too, the other day, and he said he was going to talk with him and get back to me, but I hadn't heard anything back.
What's the name of your file? And Jeremiah's out today, by the way. He'll be back on Monday.
Okay.
Do you want him to give you a ring back Monday?
Is there any way that you could see if it's, you know, I was just assuming that it was probably denied or something since no one got back to me.
The most recent notes that I see, who am I speaking with, please?
Rose with Herrera Carriers.
Okay, gotcha. And, I also have Lewis and Eduardo as the contacts. What's your position with the company?
I'm the person who submitted the application. I don't know. I have different. The CFO of the company.
Okay, give me a second. Let me see if I can access anything. And you're looking for capital, not equipment, correct?
Right. Just working capital. I think we want to get that under control before we get any more equipment.
Oh, do you currently own a lot of equipment?
Yeah, I mean, not a lot, but we have 3 trucks and we have 4 or 5 trailers.
Okay. I'll do my best to help you out because he's not here. Do you currently have any working capital loans?
No.
Okay. How much funding were you looking for?
He was saying like $150,000.
Well, Jeremiah was saying that? Oh, but what was the minimum
yeah.
maximum you guys are looking for?
We're just kind of looking for, we probably don't need that much. We probably need like 50 or less. We just need, I just have our insurance renewal coming up, which is like $20,000. And then our,
I guess the issue here was that there was a lot of negative days. Did you send over your August bank statement?
No, but I did because when I was talking to him, August hadn't ended yet. But I did send him a month to date.
How was your August? Did your August end negative or positive?
Let me check. Yeah, I know. I was telling him about that, too, like, before we even applied. I was like, there's a lot of negative ones and a negative ending balance. Just so happens it always ends up that way. And I was like, should we wait? And he was like, well, let's just see. And I was like, okay. Let's see. August. No, it wasn't negative.
Okay. Can you email that to myself and Jeremiah, please?
Sure. Let's see. Okay, what's your email?
My email is rgoldstein@bankofcardiff.com.
STEIN?
Correct.
At bankofcardiff.com. CARDIFF?
Yeah, I'm going to stay on the phone while I get it.
Okay. it's nice having online access to your bank. Online banking is just that easy.
So just so you know, realistically, there are some negatives, but we are a relationship-based bank. I want to take the opportunity to set some expectations since Jeremiah's not here. $150,000 would be way out of the ballpark for us. It just wouldn't be possible with all the negative days. I do think we could do a starter program for you. It's basically something where we kind of test the water, so to speak. It's probably going to be something, I would say, if this gets approved, realistically, between $10,000 to $25,000. That's a very realistic number. However, once you can develop a relationship with us pretty quickly, probably something of the range of 3 to 9 months over a loan. Once that relationship gets going, then we can do, you know, potentially much more money, longer terms. We just kind of would test it out with the starter loan for an unsecured product.
Oh, yeah. Totally understand. I just was like, oh, well, I haven't heard anything, so that must mean that they denied it or something. I was like, well, he didn't say that either, but... Did you receive it?
Let me check. No, I did not. Hold on. I did receive something. I received a lot of emails. Oh my god, never asked. Alright. All right, I'll get on this for you right now, okay?
Okay, so you went ahead and you received it?
I did.
Okay, so even with the negative ending balances, you still think it's possible to...
Yeah, I think we can do a starter loan product for you guys. It's basically like, okay. We do a lot of these starter loan products because we don't want to... How do I say this right? We don't like to crap on people. We want to give them a chance to develop a relationship with us. So half these loans end up not paying. But for small loans, we're willing to kind of take the risk. And many of the customers we work with, they kind of say, hey, look, you know what? I've got some credit issues. I've got some other things. But, hey, we can find a starting point. Can I guarantee you an answer? Yes, no, I can guarantee to get you an answer Monday. I think there's a chance we can get you something. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. And did you guys run Lewis's credit?
Yeah, we run both credit.
That's my husband. He just paid off. We just paid off like all of his debt. Is that reflecting on his credit yet? Or?
I think that one of the credit issues was there's some money for a home that was past due. Is that correct?
Not our home.
For Lewis. Lewis is your husband, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it shows that the mortgage was past due.
Oh, just like late payments or something?
Yeah, it was. It was showing it's past due. Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I don't know. I think there was like a couple of late payments, but that's it.
Okay, I'll
pay it off.
Yeah, let's see what we can find you, and I'll circle back with you Monday, as will Jeremiah.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.